Straya, how you gone? That's right, man. It's NBA Straya. I'm James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Durong Guys NBA podcast. And I am currently here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York. That's right, reporting from the front lines of the NBA for your favorite daily NBA podcast. Hanging out, man, just like staring at, like, what, we got 1, 2, 3, 7, I don't know, kind of sketchy-looking Russian dudes on the top of that building across the street from us. Hey, how you going, guys? All right. Yes, that's right, man, NBA Australia, we're giving you the heads up on all the best NBA junk, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today? All the good stuff, I'll tell you that. Doing it looser than Harold from Neighbours. And today we wrap all 5 NBA games from last night, plus all the usual dumbassery. We've got Yeah Nah, Better Than Lonzo Ball, The Unpopular Opinion of the Day. That's going to cover a whole bunch of All-Star Reserves, I'll tell you that much, oh geez. And it's Wednesday, so we have the Mark Bregke Sweaty White Guy of the Week All-Stars, and another great moment in NBA Straya stat history. Nice. And as we do every day, we check in on every Australian NBA player, see how they're going, and we'll finish up with everybody's favourite, Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. You better believe it's awesome. Big fella's got a new endorsement as well. Nice. All right, let's get to it. It's NBA Australia. Come on!
G'day. This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
All right, you better. It is the whip around. Every day we start off NBA Straya with the whip around. And look, what's news? LeBron James, 30,000 career points. Holy shit. Yeah, that's pretty big. He had to score 7 last night, and he did it against the Spurs. 30,000, 7th in history to do that behind Kareem, Karl Malone, Kobe, Jordan, Wilt, and Dirk Nowitzki. Youngest ever, obviously. I mean, dude came out of high school. You know, it's just how it goes. KD is 10K behind, and he was the second youngest to hit 20K. What do you reckon? Can he catch him? Will he be the youngest ever? Who knows? Fantastic to find out, though. To put this into perspective, 30,000 is like legit a remarkable, remarkable achievement. I mean, literally 6 other people have ever fucking done it, and they've played for a million years. Kareem, Karl Malone, Kobe, Jordan, Wilt, and Dirk all played fucking like a jillion years. And so the idea is like, take 12 NBA seasons, score 30 points a game for all of those seasons, play every single game of those 12 seasons, and you still wouldn't have 30,000 fucking career points. That is remarkable. So good job. That is pretty amazing. Look, it really is.
Interesting stuff.
Good job. Good job, LeBron. All right, let's get to the game wrap, shall we? Like, it was a fun game. Well, bunch of games last night. We had the All-Star Reserves announced on TNT, and then we went into a really nice back-to-back. We had Cavs Spurs and then Celtics Lakers on TNT. In between, Shaq was hanging out with Baron Davis. And with for players only, yeah, Chris Webber, Shaq, Isaiah Thomas, and Baron Davis. And then over in Area 21, KG was hanging out with like Eddie House, because sure. But it was great fun. Lots of stuff happened. Let's get to it. Kings at Magic. What the hell, Magic? Come on. How are you this bad? You're going to really, like, just come on. Take it away, Stephen.
That is ridiculous. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord, indeed. How are you this bad, Magic? 105-99, the Kings win behind 34 for Garrett Temple off the fucking bench. What the shit is that? That's unbelievable. 34 for Garrett Temple, Magic. What the fuck? Big Willie Cauley-Stein had 21... Or Big Willie Style Cauley-Stein, there we go, had 21 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 5 blocks. And his front court partner there, Big Skell Labissiere, had basically had 9 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 blocks. They had 11 blocks as a team. Jesus Christ, that's 11 possessions that the Magic don't score on. That's pretty amazing. What else happened? 13 points for buddy Steph Curry Heald, and 8 points on 12 shots for the rookie there, Bogdan Bogdanovic. Jaren, the fantastic Mr. Fox, did not have a good game. For the Magic, Evan Fournier had 22, Aaron Gordon had 16 and 12, Elfrid Payton with 21, 7 and 7, only 22 Total points off the bench for the Magic Man. How's Big Dick Kem Birch, though? 3 points, 6 rebounds in only 13 minutes. Love me some Kem Birch, y'all know that. Woo, Kem Birch. Yeah, get it, get it. So the Kings beat the Magic. This is like a legit fucking cellar dweller matchup now because Orlando are equal with Sacramento with the worst record in the NBA at 14-33. Orlando started off 6-2. What the fuck? They've gone 8-31 since. That's un-fucking believable. Gross. Anyway, Nets at Thunder. Oh, Jesus, the Nets nearly win this. Nearly, but they don't. I don't know what to tell you, man. Rusty Westbrook. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Take it away, Stephen A. What do you reckon?
Oh, Lord.
Rusty Westbrook wins on a game-winning layup. Holy shit. Just beats the Nets to the cup. Lays it in. Thunder win 109-108. This is remarkable. This was after the Nets had just gone straight up. On their own layup, and the Thunder are like, fuck, man, what have we done? And then they turn around and do the same thing to them. Not bad, man. Paul George had the nice hip and shoulder on Spencer Dinwiddie over there as a screen. Jesus. I don't know how PG, I think the refs were like, oh, you didn't get called, you didn't get named an All-Star Reserve. We'll let you have that one, Paul George. Rusty, though, just fucking shoots to the rim. Paul George lays out Spencer Dinwiddie on a hip and shoulder. Play on, and Rusty wins it. So he ends up with 32-5-6. Paul George, 28-9. Steven Adams, brew. He had 8-14. Nets had six dudes in double figures. Rookie Jared Allen, though. Looking good, man. 12-11 and hit a three. Holy shit. Joe Harris hit all five of his threes. Joe Harris, he's the starting basic character that you start off with NBA 2K when you make your own player. D'Angelo Russell came back again. That's another 15-minute stint for him. He had 7 points on six shots. While the direct pick after him in that NBA draft in 2015, Jahlil Okafor, 10 minutes, 4 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist. D'Angelo and Jahlil, just hanging out, man. Just chilling. Not bad. So, look, the Nets playing hard, not bad. Thunder needed that win, though. And the Thunder just keep on rolling. They've won 5 straight now. Not bad. Cavs at Spurs. Now, this was a really fucking fun game for the first, 3.5 quarters. And then the Spurs just went, oh, you want us to put down the clamps? These clamps that we use every game? You want me to use these clamps? Oh, yeah, we'll use these clamps. Spurs win 114-102. The Cavs are a fucking mess, huh? Just play like a little bit of defense. Just a little bit, maybe. So the Spurs win this with no Kawhi, no Pau, no Manu. And Pop still beats Cleveland. Jesus. So LeBron, as mentioned, gets to 30,000. He has 28 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists for the game. Like, just in basically what you can call a LeBron. That's an amazing, amazing stat line, isn't it? And Isaiah, he had 14 points but looked way out of sorts, right? It's just tough to watch the little guy. The little guy! Brutal, though. Kevin Love has a mopey stop blaming me 10-11. LaMarcus Aldridge, though, just goes out and smashes. That's all-star LaMarcus Aldridge to you. Thank you very much. 30 points, 8 rebounds. The little guy, DeJounte Murray, has 19-10 as well. 14-6 for Tony Parker, who literally straight up zoomed through the Cavs like fucking 7 times. The Cavs, man, you're an embarrassment. Fucking trade everybody. I don't know what you're going to do, Kobe Altman, but going to do something quick because at the moment, it's a fucking shit show. The best thing is, the Cavs are still 3rd in the East, even though they've like lost basically 14 of their last 16 because Miami, Washington, Indy, Milwaukee, and Philly don't know their ass from their elbow. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, Knicks at Warriors. Oh, no zinger. What the fuck? No zinger, no hope. Knicks lose 123-112. Brutal. Knicks were up 2 at the half here, though, which is bananas. And then go down fucking 9 going into the fourth. That's the classic Warriors in the premiership third quarter, isn't it? Even though the coward Kevin Durant had a quiet one with 14, the dork Steph Curry kicked ass. He hit 8 threes, finishes with 32. Not bad. We'll go with 7 assists and 6 rebounds. For the Knicks, Super Cole Bees leads them with 21-4-4, and Enos the Penis Cantor, 16-9-5. Man, this is actually a pretty fucking fun game as well, until the Warriors did their usual thing of just stomping all over a motherfucker and like curb stomping them in the third quarter. Just what they do, man. It's just what they do. And then finally, the Celtics at Lakers, 108-107. El Clasico! Not bad. Not bad. Still no Lonzo, no problems for the Lakers. So this is only, their second win without third win, maybe second or third win without Lonzo Ball. And this is weird, right? So the Celtics pretty much seemingly had this in the hand, and then the Lakers come all the way back. Lakers get up, Celtics go cold. Lakers just, all right, fucking, oh, what do you reckon? Oh, shit, we're shooting the bed. Oh, that's what the Lakers did. Larry Nance nearly killed everybody with the dunk of the year, but he missed it. That was a shame. But the Lakers then go cold from the fucking free throw line. Celtics get all the way back into it. Lakers missed four free throws at the end in the last 20 seconds. Could not ice this. Fucking notorious KCP. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. What are you doing, mate? Missed the last two free throws with 5.7 seconds left. So Boston are only down one. And then, oh Jesus. What the fuck, dude? Marcus Smart, what are you doing, kid? What are you fucking taking the three there for, dude? You had to cut a fucking pasta to Terry Rose over there, dude. Whoa, Jesus. Marcus Smart, man. You never go full Marcus Smart. With 5.7 seconds left, no timeouts. He runs the length of the floor. On his right, he has a wide open Terry Rose. And, you know, I don't know. Fucking Kyrie Irving, only the most clutchest motherfucker in the world. And Marcus Smart knows, goes, I got this. Shoots up a three that misses fucking just by a fucking, not even a bee's dick. It was like 80 million bee's dicks in a row. There was a lot of fucking space how he missed that. It was an unbelievably bad shot. Look, Smart had 22, but Kyrie had 33. I don't know what the fuck he was doing, man. An absolute Barry Crocker. Absolute Barry Crocker. Anyway, so Boston lose by one. New All-Star Al Horford had 13 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists. As mentioned, Kyrie had 33. Lakers now won seven of the last 9. And Boston have dropped their last 4. Oh, Jesus, I'll tell you that much. It's a rough one. Rough one. All right, let's do it. Let's get to the NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
That's not that nice. That's a
nice. Oh, yeah, it's got to be Rusty with the game winner. 32 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals. Goes 0 of 4 from 3, but 12 of 27 overall. Rusty wins the game. OKC need to keep just knocking these ones out. And they are, man. 5 straight. Good job. Good job, Rusty Westbrook. Look, this could have been Kuz as well, but we're going to talk about him in just a second. So good job, Rusty. Today, you are the NBA Australia approved performance of the night with your 32, 5, 6, and 2.
Nice. That's a nice.
All right, who's old mate? No mates. Who's got no mates today? Jesus. How, like, Kevin Love is just getting fucking, like, raked over the coals now, right? Isn't it? Dude is under siege more than fucking Steven Seagal. It is brutal to watch Kevin Love get dragged. Just trade the guy already. Fuck me. So Kevin Love has no mates in Cleveland or seemingly around the NBA. Everybody's kind of like, he kind of brought up the idea. It's like, meh, hey, maybe the contents of like our players only meeting shouldn't have really come to light, especially considering it seemed like everybody was blaming me. And everyone's like, ah, fuck you, Kevin Love. So yeah, Kevin Love, you're old mates. Old mate, no mates. Hopefully you get traded soon. All right, let's get to Better Than Lonzo Ball for today.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're gonna get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Shit, he's made the pros, I just wish he'd fucking play. All right, this is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. It is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball, and you know who it was? It was his bloody teammate, Kuz. That's right, man. Kyle Kuzma finishes with 28 against the Celtics. He had 17 in the fourth quarter. Unfucking believable to finish off Boston. That's what he did. He goes 5 of 7 from 3, 10 of 16 overall, adds in 4 rebounds and 3 assists. But holy shit, 17 in a quarter. Fucking hell, that's like LaMelo Ball in fucking Lithuanian numbers. Holy shit. So there you go. Kuz, today you are better than your teammate, Lonzo Ball. Because if Lonzo scored 17 and a quarter, LA might burn to the ground. I'm just saying. And Lithuania as well might also pop off. All right, let's get to Yeah Nas right after this one. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya. All right, welcome back. It's NBA Straya. We're hanging out. You ready for some Yeah Nas? This is where we take three NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. And it's going to be our All-Star Reserves section for today. It's going to be a special for all the NRs about the Reserves. So, the East All-Star Reserves were announced. We got Big Booty Kyle Lowry. We got Bradley Brad Beal. We got John, I'm not that good, I think, this year, Wall. Kevin, please trade me love. We have, oh yeah, you know it.
The Extreme Zinger Meal.
The Zinger, the Extreme Zinger Meal. We've got Yawny Al Horford and Victor Oladipo. You know it. So not a bad couple of ones, but man, we'll get to the snubs in a second. And then the West All-Star Reserves, boring ass LaMarcus Aldridge. The nut kicker himself, Draymond Green. Got Rusty Westbrook, Jimmy Butts, Butler. The fucking the world's biggest Luke Bryan fan. Dame Dollar, Dame Lillard, Clay, China Clay Thompson. And of course, the big cat, Karl Anthony Towns. Loving it. Not a bad one in the West, but there's a couple of the ones that we've missed out on. So let's get to the yeah-nahs. So for some snubs, is Chris Paul a snub? Yeah, nah, fuck off. He missed too many games. The better question is Lou Williams? Sweet Lou, is he a snub? Yeah, nah. Yeah. Give me fucking Lou Williams over Clay every day of the fucking week. I mean, Clay's having a good year, sure. But really, for the All-Star game, do you want fucking Clay Thompson running off screens and shit like a fucking asshole instead of like Lou Will just getting in there? Come on, we'll talk about that in a second. Still, next one. Paul George is an All-Star snub. Yeah, nah. Yeah, fuck oath is. He's a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year. He's averaging almost 21 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 3 assists. And he's shooting 44% from the field, 43% from three, and 81% from the fucking free throw line. On the fucking, like, fifth seed in the West. How is he not a fucking All-Star? That is unbelievable. I think Rusty Westbrook's got a couple of, he's got a good argument there to just go, hey, come on. Why are we fucking around with this? What the fuck? Jesus. Yeah, I just take it away, Stephen A. Smith.
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I just don't know.
I just don't know either. Paul George probably should have been an All-Star. Get the fuck out of here. And then finally, oh, my favorite. Are you fucking kidding me? Big Ben Simmons. Hey there, Simo. Is he a snub? Yeah, nah, fuck oath he is, you dickheads. Kyle Lowry, get the fuck out of here. You may have seen us yelling about this on the old Facebook yesterday, but holy shit. Big Ben Simmons not going in over with the coaches going, Kyle Lowry definitely... Definitely decide like is like worth fucking putting in over the top of Big Ben Simo, because that is a bunch of fucking bullshit.
I don't know how much more of this I can take.
I know. I don't either. It's an absolute fucking Barry Crocker. So Simo is averaging 16.3 points, 7.2 assists, 7.9 rebounds at over 50% from the field. Kyle Lowry is only 17 points. That's 0.7 more. 6.7 assists, that's less, that's almost, it's a half assist less per game, and 2 rebounds less per game, and shooting only 42%. And Simo is only a bloody rookie. Get the fuck out of here if you think Kyle Lowry should be ahead of Ben Simmons in the East All-Stars. That's a fucking joke, mate. Alright, I'm fucking heated. Heated, I tell you. Oh, Jesus. Like, what do you want? Like, what's going to be way more fun to see? Fucking Big Booty Kyle Lowry or Ben Simmons dunking on motherfuckers? Anyway, let's do it.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
We're going to go back to the unpopular opinion of the day. Fuck yes, Lou Williams should have made it over Klay Thompson. Get the fuck out of here. Look, Klay can stroke it. How many screens are you going to run off Klay, though, in the fucking All-Star game? I mean, it might be fun to see if he can hit 10 threes in a game, but Lou Will might score 60 in an All-Star game. You know how much fun it is watching Allen Iverson? It's like fucking Lou Will is just going to do that. It's like watch the tiny guy go bananas. That's all I want, man. That's all I want. Lou Will, you've basically kept the fucking Clippers alive. Klay's like the fourth option on the best team in the league. Get the fuck out of here. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to Wednesday. So we add to our Mark Bradke, sweaty white guy of the week, All-Stars Hall of Fame. And it's a the big Al Spagnuolo. Pau Gasol, honorary inductee. Holy shit, dude has got that very, very special overworked Spaniard sweat going on too, right? Like, he looks super cool for most of the game. He's pretty good. And then, bam! Looks like someone dunked a motherfucking Gatorade bath on top of him. It's remarkable how sweaty Pau Gasol gets, like, out of nowhere. Like, it's one of my favorite things, like, just to see go, oh, yeah, Pau's working hard. Now he's super sweaty, so... He doesn't get as sweaty as he used to, I think, in the old San Antonio. Maybe he's acclimatized. But man, he gets sweaty as fucking all get out in Chicago and LA, huh? But yeah, there you go, Pau Gasol. You are our sweaty white guy of the week. The Mark Bradke All-Stars Hall of Fame. Welcome to it. All right, let's do it. Let's get to the Australian Player Watch after this one.
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we're back. Australian Player Watch. Let's do it. Ben Simmons. Yes, fucking all-star snub Ben Simmons. He has the Bulls tonight. See how he goes. Just watch him fucking put up a quadruple double, mate. Patty Mills versus the Cavs last night. 9 points, all on three-pointers that he made. 3 of 5 he goes from downtown in 20 minutes. He adds one assist. Not a great game for Patty Mills, but they're just trying to figure out like the DeJounte Murray starting, Tony Parker and Patty Mills coming off the bench kind of thing at the moment. It's a bit weird for the old Spurs. He's on a back-to-back as well. They play the Grizz tonight. Jingling Joe Ingles, he plays the Pistons this evening. Deli and Thon, the Bucks have got a couple of days, so they're not around. Aaron Baines versus the Lakers last night. This was a brutal one for the big fella, I'll tell you that. Oh, Jesus. Man, Baines, he just got, like, fucking victimized by the refs, if you ask me. This was an absolute fucking joke, mate. So Baines is, like, just hanging out. He's like, hey, man, I'm just bangers. What's up, man? He plays 11 total points for this one. 0 points, 2 rebounds, 1 block, 2 turnovers. Oh, jeez. But 5 fucking fouls, and this was an absolute joke. So he's laughing at his 3rd foul. An absolute fucking ludicrous home cooking call for the Lakers. And you know what? He then launched a corner 3. That's right. Bangers out there just dropping 3 bombs. Unreal. Thing is, I don't think the refs really appreciated them, like him laughing at them. So he had his 4th foul almost instantly after that. And then they slugged the poor bugger with his 5th. And this is in the first fucking half. Holy shit. It was unbelievable. I reckon Baines, he might have been dealing with a bit of a hangover there. It was a bit cooked. And he's like, ah, fuck it. I'll just keep fouling. But the Jesus Christ, mate, the refs fucking were like, ah, fuck you and your ginger beard, you fucking albino pineapple-headed cunt. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, poor Bainesy, what are you going to do? Rough one, I'll tell you. He's got the Clippers tonight, back-to-back in LA. See how hungover the Celtics are today. Andrew Bogut, he's got no team yet, so he's sitting on the couch fucking around on Twitter, which we'll get into later. In Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. You know, we're going to... And how about a daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Oh, yeah, but he's actually practicing, so that's awesome. And the final part of Australian Player Watch, Kyrie Irving. He had Lakers, he had 33. Looking good, Kyrie. Looking good. Yeah, 33 on 24 shots, though. I don't know. MVP Kyrie's kind of died down a little bit, hasn't it? All right, it's Wednesday, so let's get to our other fantastic segment. Great moments in NBA Straya stat history. Yeah, man. Even if stats are for nerds, we don't mind a bit of acknowledgement for when the Australian NBA players have had a bit of a corker. So you can check this one on our Facebook today. We're going to talk about Joe Ingles and his best ever rookie game. Because remember, Joe Ingles, his wife is flying over and the bloody Clippers let him go. They're like, fuck you, Joe Ingles. You ain't shit. And Joe Ingles is like, all right, fuck you then, dickheads. Utah are like, hey, Jingling Joe, we like the cut of your jib. How about you come play for us? He's like, all right, fellas. Off he goes and then fucking just starts kicking ass like a mad dog. On your Jingling Joe, this time. For his best rookie game, it was the Brooklyn Nets in the way. So back on this day in 2015, in Jingling Joe's rookie year, he put up his best ever rookie game. He had 16 points, 5 assists, 1 rebound, 1 steal, went 4 of 7 from 3, holy shit, and hit all 4 of his free throws, leading the Jazz to a 35-point win. Holy shit, not bad. Now that is a great moment in NBA Straya stat history. Nice one. Good job, Jingling Joe. All right, let's get to the game previews, shall we? We'll be back in just a second.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Straya, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, we're back. Let's do it. It's the Patty Mills Game Day Ball, a Game Day Inspiration Ball. What's Patty Mills got to say today? Oh, it's nothing. No, he's got a new one. How's that? Time it. Timed it good. So game day baller, game day, hashtag at Memphis, hashtag go Spurs, go. So San Antonio were at home versus Cleveland yesterday, where he tweeted out game day baller, game day,
hashtag versus Cleveland, hashtag go Spurs go, and now they're at Memphis. So hopefully they all wake up after the overnight flight and see how they go. So let's get to it. Let's talk about that one as well with the rest of the 9 games on tonight's slate for the NBA, because it's our game previews. Game previews. We have, as mentioned, 9 games today. Pelicans and Hornets. Oh, Jesus. AD and Boogie gonna mug Dwight Howard, right? You just know that. The Hornets might have had a bit of a shot if Cody Zeller was around, but Jesus. Not Frank Kaminsky and not fucking Dwight Howard, I'll tell you that much. Pelicans win that one. Jazz at Pistons. Oh, Jingling Joe against Tobias Harris and co. Oh, shit. This is a rough one to pick, isn't it? Utah versus Detroit. Both not going great guns. Both not also being fucking horrible, and both can kind of win on any given night. Detroit are 22-23. Utah are 19-28. But Utah, they've lost, I think, so they're 3 in their last 10. 3 out of their last 10 they've won. And Detroit have only won 2 of their last 10. So your choice is as good as mine. Give me Detroit if they're at home. I just don't know. Donovan Mitchell could put up fucking 45, though. Oh, Avery Bradley, though. Yeah, give me Detroit. Suns at Pacers. Victor Oladipo versus Devo Booker, mate. Two of the best young shooting guards going, mate. Fucking Devo Booker, though, out there shredding. Give me the Pacers at home. No problems there. Bulls at Sixers. Tasty. Oh, Jesus. Two rookies. Big Simo. Big Ben Simmons versus Lowry. That's a girl's name, Markkanen. The finisher. Not bad. That'll be fun. Joel Embiid against Robin Lopez. You've also got Face Miritic and fighting Bobby Portis in there. Zach LaVine. That's fun as hell. Bulls at Sixers. I think the Sixers might be just a little bit too good. I reckon Ben Simmons is just going to go, all right, fuck you, I'm not an all-star. How about you eat my ass, motherfuckers? Sorry, Bulls. There you go. Raptors at Hawks. Oh, this is poor Hawks. DeMar and Big Booty Kyle Lowry will probably smash him. I mean, it's just how it goes. Because the Hawks, they're shit. And I don't know. Two All-Stars, Raptors, they're just going to do it, right? So Rockets at Raptors win that in Atlanta. Rockets at Mavs, CP3 and Fast Jimmy Harden versus Dennis Smith Jr. and Dirk. Trevor Ariza and Joe Green are back. They can cover Harrison Barnes, so I think the Rockets win this in Dallas. No problems, right? No problems. Just too many fucking weapons, and the Mavs play so slowly, the Rockets going to run them out of the gym. Spurs at Grizz. Oh, Gasol on Gasol violence. It's El Spinato Bowl. Mark versus Pau. I mean, that's assuming Pau was just foxing last night against the Cavs and sitting out on a back-to-back, which I would assume. It's the Spurs. They're smart like that. So if we can get some Gasol on Gasol action, that'd be fucking great. The old El Espinato Bowl, eh? Give me the Spurs. I think the Spurs right the ship. There's just so much weird talk about the Spurs at the moment. They've dropped to fourth. Well, they're equal fourth with Minnesota in the West. But, you know, this Kawhi shit that comes out. I think the Spurs just need a bit of a stomping win, and they're going to get it against the Grizz. Remember when the Grizz were like the Spurs kryptonite as well? They play them, like, fucking so hard. I mean, because they beat them once in a playoff series back in 2011. Then the Spurs beat them 3 times in playoff series. 2013, 16, and 17, I reckon. Jesus. Give me the Spurs. Oh, and the next one's a good one. Wolves at Blazers. Tasty. You have Big Cat, Karl-Anthony Towns versus the Bosnian Bear. Yes, hello. I am Yusuf Nurkic. I tried to smash against Big Cat. Nice. That'll be fun. Jimmy Butts, Jeff O'Teague versus CJ McCollum and Dame Dollar. What a great game. Holy shit, it's the old Blazers-Wolves. God damn it. What do you reckon? The Wolves have always tried to like sign away Blazers players as well, right? It's fucking bizarre. Give me the Wolves. I think they'll just come out and smother the Blazers a little bit, even though the Blazers have been pretty okay of late. Yeah, let's see how they go. That's going to be a fun one regardless. Celtics at Clippers, final one of the night. Staples back-to-back for Boston. They don't have to go anywhere. How good's that? But that also means an LA hangover after they went out and got shit-faced last night after the Lakers loss, eh? You know, Bangers is getting in the fucking tequila shots and the Coronas. Watch out, Bangers is on the loose. On your Bangers. He's like, yeah, can I just, I'll get 12 tequila shots and 12 Coronas, thanks. On your Bangers. And then,
This would be Whingin Blake Griffin going against Marcus Morris, and you know that that's going to end in a fight. Sorry, Whingin Blake Griffin, just how it goes. And Kyrie, after 33 last night, might have 50 against Milos Teodosic. Yes, hello. Nice one. All right, that's it. We've fucking done it. That's it for today. That was all the game previews. That was everything. We'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all your NBA Australia needs throughout the day. You'll love it. I love it. We all love it. Oh, yeah. Come on. Don't forget to subscribe to NBA Australia through Apple Podcasts and Google Play. Go on. Go on. Chuck us a rating and review. Come on. We need them. Oh, Jesus. And then, man, thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, their new band, and they are the best band in Australia right now. All Together is an amazing fucking song. They've actually got a new single coming out called Stop, and I can tell you, fucking corker, mate. Keep an eye out for it. Extra special thanks to the legends of Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes throughout the episode. Man, this is NBA Australia. We support Australian bands, mate. Australia bands. Check those guys all out on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. It's just some great tunes, mate. Just some great tunes. And that's it, man. It's been fucking hell of fun. This is episode 45. We've done this 45 times. Ah, man, unbelievable. NBA Australia smashing it. So that's it. Stick around for Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. And NBA Australia will be back tomorrow. We'll catch you then. Later, Hosen. All right, welcome back to my new weekly show called Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. I'm Andrew Bogut, and look, as we do every week with all these blue-haired, soy latte-drinking SJW snowflake feminists out there, look, someone needs to speak the real truth, and that's what Bogey here does, mate. I speak the truth, and if you don't like my opinions, then you can get stuffed, eh? And look, because I don't have a job at the moment, I've even got more time to spend correcting idiots on Twitter. Total win. It's pretty good. Okay, let's get stuck in. Okay, first up, I have to let, look, this entire, like, political climate that we live in at the moment is just so topsy-turvy, mate. And look, I think I need to let everybody know how much of a libertarian I am. So, look, just I'm going to comment on the news. So, if the government shuts down, will I still be able to buy milk and bread tomorrow morning? Will the plumbing still work? Ah, the unknown. That was a good one, Bogey. Nice one. See, it's because it's like the government shut down and nothing fucking changes, you dickhead. All right, so I've got a bit of spare time on my hands now. So, how about I show you what I've been up to? Finished putting together the brand new F-150. Oh, nice one. It's a picture of my little toy car that I made for my son, bro. That's fucking sick, mate. It's pretty funny. All right, what else? Okay. Oh, just so much politics today. So, I'm going to type this one out. So, at Bridget Fataisley, she says, people are arguing this is okay. I'm like, what? What is this is okay? So, Andrew Bogut looks into this. She has tweeted out, I've never had a single teacher talk politics until at least high school. Parents of young kids, serious question. How do you feel about grade school teachers inserting their political opinion in the classroom? Oh, that is fucked, mate. Just leave the fucking kids alone. Should not happen. That's a good retweet, Bogey. That's a good one. That's just commenting. All right, what else? Oh, this one is Urban List Melbourne. They say, psst. We know where you can get $5 vegan burgers tonight. Oh, I better make a joke about that one. $5 for the customer? That's almost a bargain. Nice one, Bogey. Nice one. Oh, Conan O'Brien, he's like my favorite. He's got this photo. Hashtag Haiti is truly a beautiful country. Hashtag Conan Haiti. Oh, nice one. It's very funny. He's drinking a mite. Oh, epic self-awareness. Oh, good one, Bogey. Good one. Good one. Oh, right. So this... Oh, did you see that there's like a Crocodile Dundee movie and then some dickhead is like written this article. It says, Crocodile Dundee would not exist now because it is homophobic, sexist, and just an absolute bloody joke. Well, come on, mate. Mick Dundee is the funniest. Crocodile Dundee is like one of my favorite movies ever, you fucking dickheads. So I better tweet out, even Mick Nundy is on the chopping block. That's brutal, mate, I'll tell you. All right, what else is there? Oh my God, did you see this article on the Washington Post? It's fur and fury at 40,000 feet as more people bring animals on planes. With increasing numbers of service or emotional support animals on flights, dogs, cats, and even ducks have come increasing numbers of problems. I'm no fucking shit, you dickhead. So how about I tweet out? Emotional support duck? Okay, it's time to start bringing both my Siberian Huskies on board all my flights. Nice one, Bogey. Fucking dickheads. All right, and also, I better just a bit of personal news. I'm going to tweet this one out with Plasmaid. Proud to announce I am partnering with a revolutionary new Australian health product at Plasmaid Health. It is a sugar-free, natural, and TGA-registered product that helps with your daily health and well-being. And there's even a photo of me holding the Plasmaid. It's pretty good, mate. Oh, what are these dickheads going to say underneath? Oh, there's so many comments coming in. Fuck you. So, Matthew Fall, he says, great news, mate. What's its benefits? How will it help my well-being? That's a good point. Someone says, great news, Golden State Warriors. Another dude says, where can we get a sample? Some other dickhead named Shane White, he says, people want to know where you're playing. Any word yet on the new team? Mikey Kaiser says, when you gonna sign with the Bucks? Chris Beer says, thought you would still have a grin from ear to ear after watching Susie Bakovic the other night, Andrew. Oh, and I'll tell you what I did. And this fucking dickhead says, any chance of signing with the Perth Wildcats if the NBA Dreamers? Oh, get the fuck off out of here, Baden Wheels, you dickhead. Anyway. All right, so my last tweet for today. Let's just say, look, I was watching that, the old TNT on the NBA on TNT last night with Shaq and everybody. And I didn't make the All-Star team, which is a bit of fucking bullshit, you dickheads. Look, come on. Buggy's still the best fucking center in the NBA. I just need a team, you dickheads. I'm just sick of sitting on the couch. So I better tweet out. Interesting All-Star game team selection process. Fans like it? Let me know what you think. Okay, so let me know what you think about this and whether or Bogey should be an All-Star. Okay, that's it for this week. I've been Andrew Bogut, and this has been Andrew Bogut Slams a Bunch of Twitter Snowflakes from Twitter.